There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're just tuning in here tonight, you missed Tom Woods. We had him on in the first hour. You can, of course, grab the archives later on at your leisure at freetalklive.com. As long as I remember to click the right buttons later on tonight, usually the archives are up by midnight Eastern time on the average night. And it's all free over at freetalklive.com, so please enjoy. Also, free content is available at ChristopherCantwell.com. Chris joining us here tonight. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good to be with you.
We spent the whole day together, actually. We'll come up here in a little bit, talk about how you went into the State House with a gun.
Sure did.
That story is on the way here tonight. Plus, if we get the chance, Mark, you've got a disturbing-sounding story about poop inspections at an elementary school in the United
States.
It's
a stellar night here on Free Talk Live.
Yep, we are scraping the bottom of the barrel. Let's go to Chris Kringle. On the line.
Speaking of poop inspections.
You're on Free Talk Live. Chris, you're calling from California. Chris.
On you.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to do a poop inspection on you to make sure that you keep it in within a biblical context.
I was hoping that's like screeching sound.
I had forgotten that Pete had changed his name to Chris Kringle.
Yeah, I was hoping that was like when he like kicked the chair out from under his noose, but apparently not.
That'll confuse the NSA. Look, I just want to thank the Lord for goodness, and I want to tell you how you can't be liberty-minded unless you have the Spirit of the Lord with you, you know?
Okay.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
That's
the
Bible.
Can you at least find new words to repeat your stupid propaganda with? Do you understand?
We come in here
with the same exact agenda every single day. And do you understand that we still manage to find new ways to explain it to our audience? You don't have to come in here for 3 hours an evening, 7 days a week, and figure this out. You just have to call in here and bloviate for as long as it takes for Ian to hang up on you. So come in here and say something original or leave us alone.
Christopher Cantwell, are you there, Christopher Cantwell?
I am not.
Can I borrow your Glock? Because this guy is getting out of control, and I just want to pistol whip him by the State House.
I carry a revolver, sir.
Yeah, well, okay, whatever, a .380, you know, just boom, you know, just, you're a heretic, you know that?
Are you suggesting that you would shoot Chris Cantwell?
There's only one reason I would lend you my gun.
You know what? Well, you're the trailer trash liberal over there in New Hampshire. You need to stop that before it's too late.
He just called me a liberal.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how much time I spend bashing liberals? Do you know what I just did to a liberal on the front page of my website?
I mean, libertarian. That's what I'm interested in.
Yes, there you go. You can call me a libertarian if you want, Pete, Chris,
anyway,
loser.
You know, we agree on most things. I'm an independent.
No, we don't.
I don't really think so.
I'm an independent. Liberty-minded independent.
What does it even mean to be an independent? What's that mean to you?
I don't like the Rothschild on the left wing, and I don't like
nobody. Nobody wants anything to do with him. He can't even join a political party.
When's the last time, Chris Kringle, when is the last time you went on a date?
Let's not go there. You know,
exactly.
Where do I find a God-fearing Protestant woman that has her priorities right in a state like this? You know,
I can get you something that almost sounds like that. I can get
there's
you.
There's
got
to be a website to what you're
woman.
Talking about.
You know what the problem is? You know, I like the liberty-minded chicks. I like the free association ones you're talking about. You know, but the problem is they don't have their values correctly. They look decent on the outside. They can talk a good game, but they don't have the conservative, you know, biblical values.
How old are you, Pete / Chris?
Let's just say, you know, I'm about your age.
What's your social security number?
How do you know how old I am, Pete?
I know how old you are. You know, the van's watching everything right now.
Okay. Thanks for the call tonight. All right. Probably hasn't had a date in his adult life. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Well, he's waiting until marriage to start dating.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So you can bring up anything here. We've got George. He is on the line in the D.C. area. Hello, George.
Anyway,
you're really loud, George. You're going to have to back off your microphone maybe about like 2 inches.
How's this?
That's better. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it looks like I might be in trouble with Lyft here. A week and a half ago, Saturday night, late Saturday, early Sunday morning, get a Lyft call from someone who I thought was in Herndon, which is near Dulles Airport, like 2 exits away.
Yeah.
I show up at this house. I'm waiting about 30 minutes for this lady. And so that she calls and sends me a text and so going, where are you? It's like, I'm at the thing, address where you put on the pin. And then I text, like, then she texts me, it's like, where's that? It's like, no, I'm at this address. And which I'm like, is it the one in McLean or the one in D.C.? And she's like, I'm in D.C. I'm just like, you just sent me to Herndon.
Okay, hold on. Let's slow down for a second here. So you're a driver for Lyft, which is one of the main competitors to Uber, one of these ride-sharing services, as they're called. And the way these apps work, from what I've understood, I've never actually had the chance to try it because the only time I've ever tried was in Austin, and it's banned. At least the Uber was banned from Austin. I tried them. But the idea is when you open this app, it knows where you are due to GPS, and you let the app know that that's where you want to be picked up, and then you presumably let it know where you want to be dropped off. So this woman claimed she was in this one place, or her phone was... How did she masquerade as though she was in one place but wasn't actually there?
Well, when you make a request, the pin... we either put in the address or you put in the pin on a map on where you think you are.
Uh-huh.
Well, this was 3 sheets to the wind here, apparently.
So it doesn't use GPS? You actually have to tell the app where you are?
Yeah. Well, you punch it in, or it can use GPS also.
Okay, so that's right. Like if you were, for instance, in a meeting and you needed to be picked up 2 blocks away, then you would want to be able to punch in the location of, okay, well, I'll be here at this time. Okay, so I got you there. So she is S-face wasted, and she put in the wrong location. You're sitting outside waiting for her for a half an hour. And then
about 20 miles away, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
And when she tells me where she's at, I'm like, well, you might be better off just canceling this ride and requesting another Lyft. Because when I was waiting, when I tapped the I have arrived button, 1 minute after that, the fare goes on, you know, like the meter's running.
Yeah.
And so I've already waited 30 minutes there. And I was like, look, you might want to just, you know, cancel it as end of this thing.
Well, that would make the most sense, right? Because she's in D.C. You're now in Herndon, Virginia. And actually, Chris, you actually lived there for a short period of time.
Yeah, Herndon's not terribly far from D.C. Yeah.
But still,
if you've been waiting a half an hour, and now it's going to take you 20 minutes to get over.
There's probably another driver who's closer to her that could pick her
up. That's what I told her.
Right.
And she's like, no, I want you. So I'm just like, okay. I want you to come pick me up. And I'm just like, okay. So I go pick her up.
You've got to watch the movie that started this way.
And then, because it's only 2 exits away, and then that way I can get onto the access road and avoid the tolls, because I was not going to pay the toll in case she came to her senses and canceled. You know, I didn't want to left out nothing. So then I get there, pick her up, finally drop her off in Potomac, Maryland, and the fare comes out to be over $82.
Right? Okay.
When she comes to the next morning and has a hangover, she's like, yeah. What in the world did I pay $82 for?
Yeah.
I've been ripped off.
Like I made a screenshot of the text conversation, of me saying, hey, you're better off, just canceling and sending another Lyft, and then her response that way, because I just recently got the email from Lyft saying, like, what'd you do ripping this lady off like that? You know, they think I ripped her off.
So let me see if I'm clear on this. So she was charged from the time when you said, I'm here in Herndon, all the way to when you actually picked her up, then to her destination. So she paid for that entire journey that she was only on for half the time.
Well, not even half, probably about a third, but yeah.
And that seems legit.
It totally is. I mean, does Lyft have a particular policy to do with this? I mean, it sounds to me like you've got everything wrapped up. You've got an app with GPS. You've got a set of instructions from the app to go do something. You go do exactly what the app tells you to, and then you charge her how much the app tells you to charge her. And the people who made the app are complaining now?
Yeah, they were complaining to me, and then I sent her the screenshot because I took a. I knew this might be trouble, so I.
You sent who the screenshot? The Lyft representative?
Yeah.
All right, stand by, George. We can continue the story here in a moment. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. The inside operations of one of the companies or one of the country's ride sharing groups, Lyft, also Uber. George gives rides for both. Actually, more coming up here in moments. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the ride-sharing situation or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you'd like. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. And pour yourself a cup of BuzzBox coffee. You've got some, right?
Well, you can get some. All you have to do is go to coffee.freetalklive.com. There, we have a subscription program. You can sign up and cancel it at any time. But
get your first pound free.
Yep, you'll get your first pound free. You pay the shipping.
What is this, the Silk Road?
You know, they would love to have had the coffee this delicious on the Silk Road. You just go to coffee.freetalklive.com and sign up today. Really what makes BuzzBox Coffee different is they give us back some of the profits so that we can share them with people around the world via kiva.org through microloans. These microloans are loaned to people for a variety of different reasons. Sometimes they want to buy a cow, or maybe they want to stock up a restaurant so that they can make money that way, or buy
bribe an official in Cameroon.
It could be. No one has ever claimed that's the reason. So far I have not loaned anyone money to bribe officials in Cameroon.
Now, if you want to start a business in a lot of these places, probably bribes are involved.
Yeah, they just don't mention those on Kiva.org. So there you go. And once they pay back these loans, and so far we've got a 100% rate on that.
Really? That's cool.
Then we're able to loan it out to other folks. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com.
Would it be totally inappropriate if I kept on trying to like derail Mark's live reads and just inserting stuff and seeing how good he can stick to it? Because I thought that was pretty good. I think it was pretty well done.
George is with us. He's the driver with Uber and Lyft in the D.C. area. You said that you're in hot water with Lyft, and they don't seem to be really, at least thus far in the conversation we've had, really taking your side of the story into account. You picked up a drunken lady. Was it this weekend, George?
A week and a half ago. It was not this past Saturday night, but the one right before it.
And let me ask you this. Have you ever picked up a drunk person driving for Lyft or Uber before?
Driving for Lyft or Uber? Nah. I mean, I picked up drunks before. Yeah, I mean, never mind. Yeah,
I would think that you drunk. That's most of your business.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
I never been drunk. I just like I said. Saturday nights and Friday nights. That's drunk.
The customer, sure. All right, so you got a request from a lady. She said, "Come get me in Herndon, Virginia." You go out there. You arrived at the location. You're waiting, and you text the lady and say, "Hey, what's going on? Where are you? I'm waiting for you." And she says, "Oh, I'm here in D.C." And so she had accidentally set her location incorrectly. You gave her the chance to cancel the ride at that point, and she said, "No, I want you to come pick me up." Had you had this lady before? Was there a reason she wanted you specifically, or was it just because she was so wasted and she was?
I think she was just wasted. Yeah. I mean, maybe I don't know. I called her, and she called me at one point. And I was like, "Where are you?" I don't know. She might have liked the sound of my voice or something like that. I don't know why. I never dealt with her.
That wasn't it, man.
Hey,
I was gonna jokingly say like she must have just loved the sound of your voice and make it like totally sarcastic, and then it was actually proposed as something serious.
So you go out, you pick her up, you take her to where she wanted to go, and then she got all butthurt about it the next day when she saw the $80 charge, of which two-thirds of the ride she wasn't in the car because she was sending you on a wild goose chase, and now Lyft has a problem with that.
Well, they just, like I said that this person complained and, like, what's going on. So I sent the, screenshot of the message. I haven't heard back from them yet. So they're probably still doing the investigation on that.
Okay, I think you're going to come out ahead of this one, George. I think you're going to be all right, buddy. And I know it can be a little nerve-wracking when, I don't know what you would call Lyft. I don't want to call them your boss.
Like
it sounds like you're an independent contractor.
Yeah.
Whoever's sending you your business, your client, if you will, says that they have a problem. But it sounds to me like you're in the clear, pal. You've got GPS. You've got text messages. You've got an app. You've got instructions. And you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. So I wouldn't sweat it too bad, pal.
Also, Lyft and Uber are designed a little differently. With Uber, I can say that I've arrived without starting the ride, without starting the meter, in which had that happened, had she just said I'm in D.C., I would have just canceled the ride at that point right there myself, because I wasn't getting any money anyway. But since the meter was running and she said, "Come get me," I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and had she had she said don't come get me, she would have still owed a small amount on that non-ride.
Yeah, it would have been a smaller amount. Like, it probably would have been like at least $5, maybe 10 tops.
Yeah, I'd say you are within your rights here, and hopefully it'll work out in your favor. Don't sweat it too much, George, and thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
It is a lesson in documentation, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Certainly.
All right, more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We do have the latest on the Silk Road trial. I think we should probably get into some of that here, and then still to come, the Chris Cantwell story from taking a gun into the state house here in Concord, New Hampshire.
It was scary.
And we'll get into that. But the latest from Ross Ulbricht's trial, Ross is the man who's accused of running the Silk Road, the infamous underground marketplace, which actually was discussed today at the state house. The Silk Road was in a Bitcoin-related hearing. That's for a later discussion. But Ross Ulbricht is facing probably the rest of his life in prison, as they are charging him with conspiracy to hack computer, conspiracy to commit computer hacking, conspiracy to sell drugs, and conspiracy to, let's see, what's the third thing?
Money laundering.
That's it.
And then a kingpin charge.
And then a kingpin charge. We're going to get to the latest on that story here. But Michael's with us first, listening in Albuquerque. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris Cantwell, and Mark.
Well, thank you very much. I would like to ask a political question in regard to how one would nominate someone for president.
Yeah, folks, we don't discuss religion or politics on this show. It's just too hot-button a topic. We're trying to keep it light for the listeners. I don't know what is, you know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, then can we branch to sex?
Yeah, we can do religion, politics, and sex. We can drink while we do it. It's fine. I was totally kidding. Go ahead, pal.
Well, I was wondering, you know, I'd like to nominate Michelle Obama for president. How do you do that?
I suppose that you would take over the Democratic Party and you would, I don't know,
get to work,
smoke crack for months.
I think that is all you would have to do in that circumstance is to get her to throw her hat in the ring, more or less.
Yeah, reach out, give her a call. Say,
well,
hey,
I mean, many times someone's nominated and they refuse it, or they just don't respond to it.
I don't know what the Democratic goings-on are as far as how they pick their candidate, but is it something where you have to nominate someone, or do they have to throw their hat in the ring? I would think it would be the latter.
The nomination is done through
the political party, which is done through a variety of rules throughout the state. So it may very well be that in some other state, somebody can be nominated as a Democratic Party candidate without their consent. I mean, that might very well be the case. I don't know. I know at least in New York that a candidate has to declare themselves a candidate. So you, in your nomination for the President of the United States, you would have to somehow get in touch with this person who you thought was so important that they should be the president. You would have to get them to consent. And then once they consented, then they would have to acquire a vast amount of organizational and monetary resources in order to organize campaigns throughout the United States and take over the Democratic Party. Well, so good luck with it,
guys. Your work cut out for you.
All the best to you.
No doubt about it. Michael, thanks for the call.
I can't even get to the Libertarian Party convention.
There's more coming up here. 855-453. You can dial in here toll free and take control of the airwaves. You can also join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request and we'll approve it. And then you can dial on in. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours, free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5090. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5090. That's 1-800-467-5090. Call 1-800-467-5090.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. There's news today. We're probably not going to have a chance to get into it, but Edward Snowden is still releasing documents, and there's news today about how Canada apparently has a spy agency. First I've heard of it. But Canada apparently has been monitoring countless amounts of downloads. So the news continues to come out, and your computer is not safe unless you take some steps in order to protect your privacy, because you can't just expect your privacy to be safe just by default. You've got to do stuff to make that happen. And one of those things you should do is grab ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network. You download their software for free for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. And if you're a Linux user, setup's a little different for you, but it's actually pretty easy. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab the software, and get started with ProXPN. You can try it out for free, but when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, they're encrypting your internet connection, so your internet service provider won't know what you're doing online anymore. Once you start with ProXPN, go to proxpn.com/FTL, and then use code FTL50, and that'll save you 50% off the price of their annual account, which breaks the price down to around $5 a month. And that code FTL50 locks you in to that same savings for the lifetime of your account. Plus, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50 and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to Kevin. He's in New York City, and we'll also update you on the Silk Road trial coming up. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Mark.
Hi, guys. Ian, I wanted to challenge you. I know that you are very specific and particular about the words you use. And in the promo that you have for the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, you read the website as 101. But 101 is not accurate because it's not the letter O. It's the number zero.
Yeah, that's pretty nitpicky, Kevin.
The correct.
No, it's on. This is the name of the website, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean... When you're giving a web address, you want digits.
Who doesn't know that 101 means 101? Are you kidding me?
It's a web address.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
You know, whenever I hear two numbers and a potential letter in the middle, I
tend to think that...
Who looks at the title 101 Dalmatians and thinks, oh, there's one and another one Dalmatian in this movie?
It's a website. Kevin, let me ask you this.
Ridiculous.
Kevin, let me ask you this. Did you type in the wrong address the first time around?
No, I haven't.
Right, admit then. It, you did. You totally did.
No, I just think it's disrespectful to the number zero.
All right. Anything else you got tonight,
disrespectful
Kevin?
Disrespectful to the number zero.
Have a great night.
Thanks for the call. You win, Kevin. Congratulations. You've defeated the great Ian Freeman on Free Talk Live.
Yep. Found me out. All right, so let's get into some important news here. Ross Ulbricht, so they had a heroin dealer on the stand today in Manhattan as the third week of the Silk Road trial rolls on. Plus, they continued interviewing special agent from the IRS, Gary Alford, who had gone through Ross Ulbricht's email accounts. This was the guy who the other day testified to how he found Ross Ulbricht's name. The interesting detail that was released earlier this week was the feds didn't know who Ross Ulbricht was until September of 2013, literally just a few weeks before they shut the site down and arrested him.
Mm.
And the way they found out who it was by Googling for the any mentions of the Silk Road prior to the date that it started. And what they found was posts made by ostensibly Ross Ulbricht on the Bitcoin Talk forums, which were made 2 days prior to the opening of the Silk Road.
Frosty.
No, actually, he was using Altoid was the name of his handle there. And then they traced back through the account. He's got 40 other posts. You can still go and look at the Altoid account on Bitcoin Talk, the Bitcoin Talk forums. And then they went back to one of the earlier posts where he posts looking for help with programming and puts his full email address, rossulbricht@gmail.com, right there in the email. So how would anybody know about the Silk Road prior to the release, prior to the opening of the website? Well, you would know about it if you were the person who coded the site.
Right.
So that's how they found Ross.
You
so
just grow 10 kilos of mushrooms in your basement.
Yeah, and then that's another allegation.
Give away on the internet.
He was the first seller on the site as well. So
yeah, the case is stacked up pretty bad against him at this
it's
point.
One of these things that, like, I don't know. Go ahead with the story.
Oh, yeah. The story is that Ross Ulbricht's going to go to jail for a very long time.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was in Thailand in, I think, 2012, and, literally was out of the country. It's not like he's never left before, but decided to come back. And, you know, he had to hurry back to San Francisco so that he could get arrested.
Yeah, he's going to be late for his indictment. I mean, he's totally... it's just... I don't know. I don't even know what to say about the story anymore.
He had no business doing
that. And then get the activists out of here and confess to it. I mean, I'm frustrated
with this. The defense hasn't started yet.
Nowhere good to go with it.
I tend to agree with you. I think that the jury is going to find him guilty on something. How much of it? Maybe 3 out of the 4 counts.
I hope he doesn't spend the rest of his life in prison. But man, he's made some really poor choices here in the way he went about this.
You know, it got to a point. I'm sorry to tell you, folks. Like, I don't think even beating the kingpin charge, which I guess is the thrust of their case, which is
it seems like it's so
trying
far.
To
beat the kingpin charge, which I, first of all, don't think he's going to do, and then even if he does, he's still looking at easily a life sentence on drug and conspiracy and computer hacking
charges. At least the rest of his, you know, regular adult life.
Right.
To the old age of, I don't know, probably will be out of jail in his 70s or something like that, maybe.
There you go. So, maybe. I mean, at this point, it's like, you know, sorry, soldier, you know, this one's dead. Pick up his rifle and keep marching.
I mean, obviously, it looks bad now, right? Because, well, it's the prosecution's case.
You know, because he confessed, you know, I'm not worried about what the prosecution said. I'm worried about his defense attorney getting up and be like, yep, we totally did it, dude. And we're not going for jury nullification. Like, we're going to...
That's a problem,
we're
yeah.
We're not trying to nullify a jury.
Can't.
We're actually sending jury nullification and activists out of here, and we're confessing to the crime, and then we're going to ask you to do what? Say that he didn't do it? This is ridiculous.
Well, let's get into the story here. I mean, I agree with you. It's frustrating from this perspective, but I think, you know, it would only be fair to really make a statement like that after the defense at least has a chance to put on a case. They haven't had that chance yet. And who knows what, you know, maybe they've got an ace up their sleeve. We really don't know. I mean, they did turn it around on that first witness when the allegations about Mark Karpeles, the guy who was running MT Gox, came out and suggesting that he was actually, in point of fact, Dread Pirate Roberts later on. So we still don't know what the defense's angle is on this, and I am looking forward to hearing about that.
Yeah, maybe they'll go and throw bags of dope to the jury.
Well, actually, they did have a dope dealer on the stand, apparently, today. IRS Special Agent Gary Alford, this is from ArsTechnica.com, showed a jury personal emails from Ross Ulbricht's Gmail account that prosecutors say line up with chats and other records from the Silk Road drug trafficking site. In 2013, Alford searched through the Gmail account belonging to Ulbricht, the 30-year-old Texan who stands accused of being the mastermind behind the Silk Road drug trafficking site. Alford's testimony today compared information found on Ulbricht's computer, including Silk Road expense sheets and chats with administrators, which the defense seems to be suggesting were somehow planted. I don't know how they're going to end up trying to prove that claim, because that just seems pretty far-fetched, unless the suggestion is the feds actually planted them there.
Right. The government really wanted to get Ross Ulbricht, who they didn't know, didn't even have as a suspect 2 weeks before the arrest.
Yeah. Planting emails about drug dealing on this drug dealer's Gmail account is completely out of line.
Well, no, the drug dealing emails were not on his Gmail account. They essentially found all that on the Silk Road.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're comparing, like, the writing style or something.
So I'll show you what they're doing here.
Yeah.
So Alford's testimony today compared information found on his computer with the with his Gmail account and his Facebook posts. They weren't able to show any direct mentions of the Silk Road on his Gmail or Facebook. Instead, they associated emails from his personal life and receipts for travel and electronics with data found on his laptop, which was open to a Silk Road management page, allegedly, when he was arrested in San Francisco. For instance, Ulbricht was researching Dominican citizenship. That's Dominica, not the Dominican Republic. On May 1st of 2012, he sent emails to three people asking if they would be his references for his citizenship application. We'll tell you what that's all about here in a moment and why they say it matters. 855, 453, the latest on the Silk Road trial is coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock Solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going over some of the testimony from today's Silk Road trial with Ross Ulbricht, the man accused of operating the Silk Road. He admitted in the opening statements to being the creator of the site, but then claimed through his attorney that he actually abandoned the site at some point, gave it up to another operator, but yet was somehow lured back to be the fall guy. And how they're going to end up making these claims and when the defense takes the stand later on in the case, I don't know. But it sure will be fascinating to watch, especially if Ross himself does take the stand. And there has been some talk that that might actually transpire.
And was that daggone leprechaun kept on taunting me and telling me to come back?
We'll get into the details here. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Join Chris Cantwell on his website, christophercantwell.com. Chris, what's some of the fresh content on your website?
I don't even know if I should say it on Free Talk Live. I've been a vulgar, despicable excuse for a human being lately.
Starting when?
I mean, it's been going on for quite a while, but
Pick one.
So I dipped into the Brad Spangler scandal of this guy who was a co-founder at the Center for a Stateless Society, is like a lefty libertarian outlet, apparently got decided to openly confess on Facebook to molesting a young family member, and I decided to be very cruel towards this this individual, and that, you know, seems like a reasonable enough thing to do, but I made it a very political point, and people didn't like that much, and then his victim actually came out and decided to make a political point out of her victimhood. So I smashed her on the front page of my website, and people are all sorts of upset about that, and I'm glad.
It's all there over at ChristopherCantwell.com as we go back to the story here from ArsTechnica.com. So they're digging through the feds, in this case an IRS investigator, digging through Ulbricht's emails and comparing his emails and Facebook account to some of the posts made on the Dread Pirate Roberts account. So, for instance, they know that from his emails, Ross Ulbricht was researching Dominica citizenship. He sent emails to people asking them to be his references. He wrote, quote, "All you would have to do is write a half page testifying to my outstanding character. Should be easy." And then a little, what do you call it with a tongue face?
The sticky outy tongue, yes, emoticon.
Sticky outy tongue.
Colon P.
But colon P.
Okay, so you want to get a citizenship to Dominica or whatever, and that's all fine and dandy. But why? I mean, what difference does it make whether he'd still have been significantly better off as a U.S. citizen in any one of 190 countries around the world while he was doing what he was doing? I mean, this is the cart before the horse. I'm going to investigate citizenship while I'm in the country running the world's biggest online drug marketplace that's the most wanted human on the planet?
Ulbricht wrote this to his friend.
I guess this is, I should let it lie because, I mean, this guy is kicking himself mentally every single night as he goes to sleep in county jail. He knows
I don't know if he's in county jail. He may actually be in federal holding somewhere.
Well, that's
not sure.
Okay, so he's in a county jail because federal holding is usually just money for being held. And, they don't have too many federal holding units.
I'm pretty sure they got one in New York.
In Manhattan.
Yeah, Manhattan would be the place for it.
Explained that Dominican citizenship would help him, quote, diversify internationally, unquote. He said he might look into opportunities such as ETF trading, which he saw as amenable to non-citizens. Travel receipts in Ulbricht's email also lined up with chats with Silk Road admins recovered from his laptop. Over the course of November 14th and 15th, he traveled from Austin to Dominica. Then the government showed a chat from Ulbricht's laptop where myself told a Silk Road admin late on November 15th, quote, "I'm done traveling for a little while anyway." So again, he was traveling November 14th and 15th to Dominica, and then on the 15th, the Dread Pirate Roberts told another admin he was done traveling for a little while anyway. Then Ulbricht's email shows a record of a return flight to Austin arriving December 5th. Now, myself is how the chat on the Silk Road identifies the default users. So prosecutors say that in chats they retrieved from Ulbricht's computer, myself is Ulbricht, acting in his role as Dread Pirate Roberts. Investigators were also able to connect Ulbricht's email to the few references that Dread Pirate Roberts made to his personal life. Another myself / DPR chat with the staffer took place on February 10th of 2013. In that chat, DPR says he just got back from a weekend away. Quote, "One of the best I've ever had," unquote. That lines up with Ulbricht's Facebook messages. Also, on February 8th, just 2 days before his return from the best weekend, he said he was going camping on a trip to Kent Lake with a friend named Renee. Investigators also recovered an extensive log describing Silk Road activity and referencing DPR's personal life as well. Again, the personal notes lined up with some of Ulbricht's email. The log entry for 9/11 through 9/18 of 2013 reads, quote, "Got covered in poison oak trying to get a piece of trash out of a tree in a park nearby and have been moping," reads the log entry from September 11th through the 18th.
That's what you get for good deeds.
Quote, "Went on a first date with Amelia from OKC, Oklahoma City, presumably.
OKCupid.
Oh, right. Okay, Cupid. Both the date and the poison oak are referenced in Ulbricht's Gmail. So, again, that the quote there was from his journal as DPR.
Mm.
And then in the Gmail, he's got the poison oak reference and the date.
You know what the worst part of this is that the itch wasn't actually from the poison oak. It was actually from the date.
Poor Amelia.
On September 19th, he emailed Julia, apparently his one-time love interest, writing to her, quote, "I have poison oak rash from head to toe."
Amelia.
That was just the excuse that he was using for his girlfriend.
You were here to comfort me, he says. So again, he references the poison oak, or DPR references the poison oak in the alleged logbook, and then also he references it in an email to his former girlfriend. There's also an email from the OkCupid dating site where he received messages from a user named Amelia M. Defense lawyer Joshua Dreitel began his cross-examination shortly before lunch, and debates over evidence began shortly thereafter. Alford researched Silk Road extensively, including examining DPR's public posts, just as Officer Deryegahan had done in the Chicago office. Dreitel has attempted to ask wide-ranging questions about Alford's investigation into the site, while prosecutors are seeking to limit the scope of his cross-examination strictly to what Alford talked about during his direct testimony. Dreitel's cross-examination continued after lunch, and that's where the story ends from today at ArsTechnica.com. And as I said, there's other news from today, including a heroin dealer who took the stand. Interestingly, the heroin dealer didn't even know Ross Ulbricht. He had no communications with Dread Pirate Roberts, so I'm not sure why this testimony is being allowed in the case. It seems entirely irrelevant to what was going on, but we can, you know, get more details about that here in a moment. Anand is on the line in Mineola. You're on Free Talk Live. Anand.
Oh, hello. I just wanted to talk about expressing liberty ideals to people. And sometimes I feel like when I talk on Facebook with other libertarians, it feels like libertarian ideals are so self-evident. But sometimes when I express it to other people, like my friends or family, the ideals come out so wrong that they get confused, and sometimes I feel like I have a part of a problem because I sometimes express them poorly or I don't express them as clearly as I should and probably could.
Mm. Can you give an example of how you feel a conversation went the wrong direction?
Well, for example, recently when I was talking about roads and in India where you probably know that in the roads that people are feel free to unload, so to speak, on the roads. And then
they feel free to what on the roads?
Well, like pee or sometimes poop on roads in India. And let's explain this. My brother thought that since I'm a libertarian, I oppose a lot of laws and regulations, that I would likely oppose government laws and regulations on the roads to prevent this stuff. And when I tried to express that, I was instead support some form of regulation via private means. He said that how they own it, and I said that some people would homestead roads and then they would own it and then prevent that stuff from happening. And the way it happened was that they didn't exactly understand it the way I put it, and thus there was some confusion, and I feel like I caused some confusion there because I didn't express it as clearly as I should.
Well, I would say, you know, the way it sort of started it off and on was that you felt that you were as if you were, like, part of the problem or something like that. And I want to assure you that that's not the case, right? I mean, the problem is that we have centuries of this indoctrination going on in human society. I mean, literally for generations, we've been taught that our victimizer is our best friend. And so this is not going to be easy to overcome, and you are, in fact, part of the solution. But the one thing I would say is that, look, there's a million different ways you can express any of these ideas, and trying to hone in on those arguments can make you a more effective part of the solution. But don't feel like you're part of the problem,
Let's
Val.
Talk about how we can do that here in a moment. Stand by, Anand. We'll bring you back in hour number three. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts and calls at 855-453, or join us via Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. We can talk more about the Silk Road trial. There's more to reveal coming up here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.